Ah, beans. All I got was candy corn.
Me too.
All I got was a bag of styrofoam.
Ooh, want a trade?
Nah, I'll take my chances. But gosh, what I wouldn't give for one of those chocolates with the coconut filling.
You know, maybe that's what Halloween's all about.
Oh, give me a break. It's about Kit Kat bars.
No, I mean like the filling, or what's inside. We said before that mystery is what kept the Halloween spirit alive, as it were, which is intrinsically external. I like that answer, but what if it's about how we perceive ourselves?
Could be. How do you perceive yourself right now?
Like a very powerful ice wizard from Japan.
That's how I perceive you too.
Thanks, man. I'm getting more of a Nintendo Labo vibe from you. But that's the fantasy, right? For this one night, we're free to become someone else or something else. Whether you're a medieval knight, the Dark Knight, a Jedi Knight, or like some other variety of knight.
And I suppose that explains why it's been changing too.
Do tell.
I've noticed that our culture is learning to express itself more creatively, both individually and as a group. Dressing up in costumes isn't just a Halloween thing now, and it's not just for kids. You have cosplay, movie premieres, Times Square. I think it offers a kind of power.
That makes me feel slightly less insecure.
That's good. Of course, all of this is coming from a man whose creative outlet is a cardboard box
with eye holes.
Trick or treat!